All right, tonight I need you guys to help me welcome out a beautiful young woman here. She's gonna give a 5 minutes of fire tonight. She's 21 years old. She's a UTC alumni from South Africa. She did a year in South Africa. She's our gang girl leader here in Milwaukee, and she's called to be a goer. If you guys could help me welcome up Sister Aaliyah.
Amen. That was good for me, but can you give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight? Come on, somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Well, real quick, I just want to thank God for my salvation. You know, if it wasn't for him, I would not be standing behind this pulpit today. You wouldn't even catch me in the seats no more. I can tell you that much. I was a young and hateful girl. And I was so young when I came in the ministry. I was only 9 years old. And I thank God for his keeping power and for a praying mother. Because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here. Amen. I just want to thank Pastor Sunny and Sister Julie for this beautiful ministry. I love Victory Outreach. I am Victory Outreach to the end. Amen. And of course, our steering committee and, you know, for Gang Girl Ministry, because Gang Girl Ministry is where it's at. Come on. And of course, our pastors, Pastor Charlie and Sister Marlene, thank you for all that you do. Amen. So real quick, if you have your notes today, can somebody raise their hand? Anybody came prepared tonight? The title of my message is Committed to the Process. Somebody say the process. Amen. So we're going to turn to the book of James 1, 2 to 4. And for the sake of time, I'm just going to read it. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. And real quick, that was English Standard. I'm going to read it in the Message real quick. It says, consider it a sheer gift, friends, when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into open and shows its true colors. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so that you become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way. Amen. We're just going to open up in a word of prayer. Father God, I just come before you. I give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise, Lord. And I just pray that you would move me aside, God. And this word that you have given me, God, let it touch at least one heart tonight. I give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. And we all say,
amen.
Amen. So the process, somebody say the process. The process ain't an easy thing to go through, and it's a lot of times we just want to skim past it. I'm guilty of it myself. I don't want to go through the process. The process is something that's hard. It's something that's not comfortable. It's not easy. But I have a special news for you today. You know, my process isn't your process, and your process isn't somebody else's process. God created each and every single one of us, you know, uniquely and individually. But one thing that's consistent for all of us is that we go through the process more than once. It's a continual effect. We're constantly going through the process. It's repeated. You know, one time somebody mentioned it to me that, you know, God's like a blacksmith and we're like the sword. And he's just constantly, you know, hitting out all those areas in our lives and shaping us and molding us into who he's created us to be. And today I bring that to your attention because, you know, just like a blacksmith has to pick that certain type of metal for that sword, God has picked each and every single one of us to be here tonight for a specific plan and a specific reason. We are carefully selected by God. And in that process, he's chiseling us and he's shaping us. And it's something that hurts and ain't easy. I can testify to that one. You want to run when you're getting hit on that anvil. And that anvil is something that where the blacksmith, he puts the sword. And it's something where you're supposed to stay put. And he's sitting there and he's hitting it and he's hitting it. And he's creating a shape for you. But let me tell you something. It may be hard and it may be painful. But I'm telling you that when that sword is put in that fire, my friend, when you're put in that fire, you're not going to melt. You know what happens when you're put in that fire? I don't know if you're hearing me tonight. When you're put in that fire, you become bendable. You become shapeable. And that's when God's dealing with your life. He's dealing with you in the workplace when somebody's trying to come at you some type of way. When you're not getting along with your family for some reason. When you're not doing good in school and you're put in that fire and you don't know what's taking place. God's sitting there and he's like, I'm using this for character development. I'm using this so you can see me through all of this. It's not you, but it's me. God wants us to stay committed to the process. It's not easy, but it's worth it. And we can't fidget when we're on that anvil. If we fidget, if we move because we're uncomfortable, we got to start all the way back from the beginning, my friend. And let me tell you, out of experience, it's not fun. It's a humbling process. But God's always watching out for you. God's always there. And he's saying, there's another chance for you tonight. There's another chance for you, my son, my daughter. He wants us to be committed all the way through because of who we are in him. He sees the bigger picture. And each season, God is sharpening us for something different, something new. That's why we continue to go through the process. And in closing, I just want to leave you with this. We go through the process all the time in each season and new season. It's because we can't cut with the same sword no more. We're dealing with something new, something fresh. You can't go with what you learned from yesterday. You need to be ready for today. And even though it hurts and it's painful, my friend, I'm telling you, God has something special for you. So don't give up when times get hard. Don't give up when you don't want to get up and pray or you don't want to get up and read your word. Because the moment you stop, the moment you try to pause God's process for your life, it's so much harder to keep going. But he's called us to be committed tonight. In the name of Jesus, as we all close our eyes real quick, bow our heads. Father, we just come before you tonight. We give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. And I just pray, Father, that you would move tonight, God. Open every heart, my God. Lord, that our ears would be open to hear your word, God. Your voice behind the voice tonight. We give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. And we all say, amen.